Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it.
It's Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Welcome to day 1458. In his farewell address, Joe Biden warned of the rise of an oligarchy and said that a tech industrial complex is threatening democracy, as well as basic freedoms and economic fairness in the United States. Speaking from the Oval Office, Biden said, "Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy." He invoked Eisenhower's warning of a military-industrial complex and drew parallels to the risks posed by technology giants, saying, "Six decades later, I'm equally concerned about the potential rise of a tech industry complex." He also criticized social media platforms for abandoning fact-checking, saying the truth is smothered by lies told for power and for profit. Reflecting on his legacy, he said it will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together, but the seeds are planted. As he prepared to leave office, Biden urged Americans to be the keeper of the flame and to stand guard to protect democracy. Meanwhile, big tech executives including Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, and TikTok CEO Shou Chu are playing prominent roles in Trump's inauguration. Zuckerberg and other tech leaders are co-hosting high-profile events during Trump's second inauguration, aligning themselves with an administration that could shape policies favorable to their industries. Chu has also been invited as an honored guest, despite the platform facing a ban in the United States, which is set to take effect the day before. Other wealthy tech executives like Peter Thiel and Musk are also throwing exclusive parties, while corporations and donors have contributed millions to Trump's inaugural committee in exchange for VIP access. Trump is also considering an executive order to delay the impending U.S. ban on TikTok, which is set to take place on Sunday, unless ByteDance, the Chinese owner, divests from the company. The move comes as both Trump and the outgoing Biden administration face legal and political challenges related to the app, including national security risks and bipartisan support for the ban. Trump, who had previously backed banning TikTok, has since shifted his position, citing its influence among voters. Legal and logistical hurdles remain significant, with the app's future hinging on divestiture, legal action, or potential intervention by the new administration. Moving on, House Democrats urged Attorney General Merrick Garland to release the second volume of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on Trump's handling of classified documents, even if it requires dropping charges against two of Trump's co-defendants. In a letter led by Jamie Raskin, Democrats argued that the public has a right to know how Trump allegedly retained classified materials and obstructed the investigation. They said dropping the charges against Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira may be necessary, as Trump is expected to end those prosecutions once he gets into office. Garland has previously refused to release the report while legal proceedings for Nauta and de Oliveira were continuing. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, and Smith resigned after filing his report, which concluded that Trump committed unprecedented acts to retain classified materials and to subvert the 2020 election. In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson removed Representative Mike Turner as chair of the House Intelligence Committee, citing the need for a fresh start under a new Congress and under Trump. Turner is an advocate for Ukraine aid and has been hawkish on national security policies, and he's clashed with Trump-aligned House conservatives, who pressed for his removal. Turner's support for renewing surveillance powers and his bipartisan approach to committee oversight further alienated hardliners. Johnson downplayed Trump's role in the decision, but did acknowledge concerns from Mar-a-Lago. Turner's removal drew bipartisan criticism, with top Democrat Jim Hines stating it makes our nation less secure. Johnson plans to name Representative Rick Crawford as Turner's replacement. Meanwhile, the House passed a bipartisan bill mandating the deportation of immigrants with uncertain legal status who are convicted of committing sex crimes, domestic violence, or similar offenses, despite existing laws already permitting such deportations. The bill passed with significant Democratic support as Republicans prioritized strict immigration measures during their governing trifecta with Trump. The bill adopts broader definitions of domestic violence and includes mandatory deportations for immigrants convicted of stalking, child abuse, or violating protection orders. This is part of a series of immigration bills emphasizing harsher enforcement, including the Lake and Riley Act, which mandates detention for immigrants accused of theft. Moving on, Rudy Giuliani reached a settlement with two Georgia election workers that he defamed, allowing him to keep his New York apartment and Florida condo in exchange for an undisclosed payment and his agreement to cease defamatory statements. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss had previously won a $146 million judgment against Giuliani for false claims of election fraud, but settlement negotiations resolved the debt collection dispute. Freeman and Moss described the last 4 years as a living nightmare and said they welcomed the resolution. Giuliani denied liability in the settlement and reiterated his satisfaction with the outcome. The settlement does not resolve the contempt rulings against Giuliani in related cases, which could still result in penalties. And finally, the White House issued long overdue guidance on open government data, 6 years after Congress mandated its release, that require agencies to make public records accessible by default, protect privacy, and create data inventories to promote transparency. The guidance fulfills a key mandate of the bipartisan 2018 law, but comes without presidential leadership or oversight, which hindered progress since its passage. Advocates praised the milestone for embedding openness in government practices, but emphasized the need for accountability to restore public trust.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.